This is Akashvani, the news read by Anita Anand. Political activity in Bihar has gathered momentum amid the ongoing efforts to form a new NDA-led government. The ruling National Democratic Alliance, NDA, secured a thumping majority in the Bihar Assembly polls, winning 202 seats in the 243-member house. Several senior NDA leaders met Chief Minister Nitish Kumar at his residence today and held discussions on forming the next government. Meetings of the legislature parties of the NDA's constituent parties are also scheduled for today. Senior leader Praful Kumar Manji has been the legislature party leader of the Hindustani Awam Morcha Secular today. The process of electing the legislature party leaders of the Rashtriya Lok Morcha will also be held today. The JDU has called all its 85 newly elected MLAs to Patna for a legislature party meeting likely to be held today. The BJP legislature party meeting is expected to be held tomorrow. Once all constituent parties of the NDA elect their legislature party leaders, a joint meeting of all 202 newly elected NDA MLAs will be convened to choose the new leader of the NDA legislature party. Following this, the alliance will submit its claim to form the government along with letters of support from the MLAs to the governor. In Uttar Pradesh, one person lost his life and more than a dozen are feared to be trapped in a mine which caved in last evening in Sonbhadra district. Rescue teams of NDRF, SDRF and local administration are working on war footing to rescue the trapped workers. Talking to media, additional DGP Piyush Murdia said a wall inside the Krishna mines quarry in Beli Malkundi village of Obra suddenly caved in, trapping the workers. In Chhattisgarh, three Maoists, including two female rebels, were killed in an encounter with security forces in Sukma district today. They were carrying a total reward of 15 lakh rupees. Security personnel have also seized arms and explosives from the site. The Delhi Crime Branch has filed two separate FIRs against Al Falah University, one for cheating and the other under sections of forgery. The Delhi Police has also issued a notice to the university and requested certain documents from them as part of its probe into the white-collar terror module that was busted last week. The National Press Day is being observed in the country today. The day reaffirms the vital role of a free, responsible and ethical press in strengthening the nation's democracy. The day marks the establishment of the Press Council of India, which began its work on this day in 1966 as an independent moral watchdog of the media. Union Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav and Minister of State for Information and Broadcasting Dr. L. Murugan attended the National Press Day celebrations in New Delhi today. Talking to media, Mr. Vaishnav said that press has a very important role to play in our democracy. He also congratulated all the media fraternity on the occasion. We have a report.
Since its formation, the Press Council of India has worked diligently to uphold press freedom, maintain journalistic standards, and address the challenges confronting the media. This day symbolizes a free and responsible press central to democracy. The day is commemorated through various activities, including the National Awards for Excellence and the release of a souvenir. As per official data, the media landscape continues to expand with registered publication rising from about 60,000 in 2004 to more than 1.5 lakh in 2024-25. National Press Day serves as a reminder of the crucial role the press plays in strengthening the country's democracy. With Rohan Saklan Akhtar, Akashwani News, Delhi.
In men's cricket, South Africa defeated hosts India by 30 runs in the first test of two-match series at Eden Gardens in Kolkata today. Chasing the target of 124 runs set by South Africa, India were all out for 93 runs in their second innings. Earlier, the visitors were bowled out for 153 after resuming their second innings at the overnight score of 93-7. U.S. President Donald Trump has cut tariffs on food imports as affordability emerges as a potential political factor. India's mango, pomegranate and tea exports are likely to benefit from the move. And that is the end of this news bulletin.